From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry. It's Soundcheck on OFM.
Milo, it's great to see that you've been keeping busy. Of course, we're almost at the end of 2021, and you've been releasing great singles over the last few months. Specifically, let's talk about the single Dreams.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tell us a bit more about the track, how it came together.
Okay, would you like the well-rehearsed, boring answer, or would you like the truth?
Give me the real answer.
So I started writing the song. I went through this phase where I started losing a lot of people around me. Me being a songwriter, I kind of get that closure from writing music, from putting pen to paper. I wrote the song as kind of an apology to everybody that I feel that I let down, especially considering the fact that they've heard things about me. And when I was done writing the song and I heard the song play back at me, the first time, this is kind of the experience that I have with the majority of my songs, is the meaning changes when I hear them play back at me. And I realized when I heard the song play back at me that this is not what I wanted to say, but this is what I would have liked to hear from someone else's perspective. You know, I'm never going to hear apology from the people that wronged me. I'm never going to hear someone say sorry for walking out on me, or for someone apologize for the things that they did to me. And I really had to think about it, because the one thing that slipped my mind when writing the song and when making the song was people were actually going to ask me what the song is about. So I really had to go and sit and think about it. I had to try and formulate a good answer that was not going to make me sound like I'm some sort of narcissist.
I absolutely love the honesty and the rawness of that approach. I always sit and wonder when it comes to us as creators, where one draws the line between going too personal or sharing too much. Do you ever feel like you are there, or is it just part of the art?
You know, with me, what you see is what you get. I'm that one person that, like, at any given time, you'll know exactly where you stand with me. And I don't know if it's a gift or a curse, but that's kind of the way I am. Like, people just know where they are with me. And I don't really have a filter. I think that's also why I don't really get along with a lot of people. And then the people that I do get along with are the people that I eventually get really close to. There's no separation. If I'm writing a song, like, I'm going to give you what I'm feeling right now. I'm going to put some poetic twist on it just to make it an actual pop song, because I love pop music so much.
Speaking of music, you obviously have to collaborate with a variety of people when you're on this industry. I see you've teamed up with Joburg-based music producer Sloney. How did you decide on him, and what was that process like?
It was tricky. It was a process. I'd been out of the music industry for many years. I was trying to play housewife, which didn't really work out. And I took a step back from the music industry. So I came across a song, I think it was Carly J was collaborating with Sloney. And then it's the first time that I got exposed to Sloney. And I was listening to a couple of his tracks, and I thought, you know what, let me ditch everything that I've learned and everything that I know about music and music writing and production. And you know, I was just drawn to Sloney from the start. And what happened was, I was busy working on a song at the time, and I sent it to him just to get an opinion. And then that opinion went over into a friendship, and that friendship became professional. And now we're doing this whole album together.
Amazing.
And with Sloney, I feel very comfortable, because he's the one that I've got this idea and this vision for whatever it is that I want to make. And then Sloney just puts this Sloney twist on it, and it just works every single time. So it was, for me, it's actually, I feel like I don't want to say won the lottery, but I got really, really lucky with this one.
You mentioned album. What's coming up for you for the next few months?
Next 2 months, next single dropping soon. It's a dance track again. Because I kind of genre hop, so I don't stick to one specific sound. You'll hear, if you listen to my different songs, everything sounds different. Dropping like a dance track, Nick.
Amazing. Listen, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us tonight. It's always great to catch up, and we'll be playing out with Dreams now.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Soundcheck, the latest from the local music industry.